quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Hey, everybody, it's that time again, Sports Overnight America, a different kind of show, and we'll prove it. You can email us, sportsfred@aol.com. We are heard everywhere. Sirius 217, XM 203, all the apps I love. Tune in, Sports Byline, Sports Map, American Forces Radio, radio station, including KSHP 1400 in very beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada. Art Searce will join us at 128 years of age. Attorney Laura Snoke is here, and hopefully Mark Mancini, the World War Sports Handicapper, will be with us. And Jim Alexander, a fine sports writer for the Southern California News Group, and we'll discuss a lot of his articles where he's asking the public thoughts about what's going on in sports. And we'll talk to Jim. And, of course, we'll play some Barron sports trivia, Laura's favorite part of the program. What can we talk about today? CBS has announced that LeBron James is the player of the century. Well, last time I checked, we got 75 years to the end of the century, but up the first 25 years, they have chosen LeBron James as numero uno, number one. The only other choice in my mind, I guess, would be Steph Curry. What be your thoughts? SportsFred@AOL.com, SportsFred@AOL.com. The pollsters say the NBA most valuable player, probably SGA, if not, it'll be Wemby. I'm still voting for Jaylen Brown. He kept that team afloat without Jason Tatum. I'm not a Celtic fan, as you know, over the last 25 years or 30, but since I was born. But the bottom line is he's done a miracle with the Boston Celtics, so I'm going to still vote for Jaylen Brown, in my humble opinion. We can discuss it. Talking about the NBA, last Sunday, NBC had the rights to the NBA games. The second game started at 7:15 Pacific. Okay, that's great for people in Southern California like Laura, Mark, or Fred, but for Art, that's 10:15 at night, which means it ends past 12:30 Eastern time. Now, what are they thinking? I know they're trying to make bucks from the advertisers, this and that, but the end of 12:30, many people work Monday morning. So I wonder what the ratings might have been. I think it was a Warrior game. Your thoughts? SportsFred@AO.com, SportsFred@AO.com. 2 weeks in the baseball season, and yes, the Dodgers will win 100, and the White Sox and the Nationals might not win 60, but we'll discuss that too. All straight away, right now, on Sports Overnight America.
When the deals drop at Kohl's, you feel it. You see up to 50% off end-of-season must-haves, plus up to 85% off clearance favorites. And suddenly, your whole world narrows to one thought. Must shop now. Your to-do list gone. Your dinner plans forgotten. It's just you and your cart gliding through the store. Yeah, Kohl's deals will do that to a person. Save in-store and online now. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
Are you 50 or older? This news is for you. The CDC recommends you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at risk. People 50 or older are over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia compared to adults 18 to 49. Just one shot can help protect you. Learn more and schedule at VaxAssist.com. That's VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Staples presents That Was Easy.
This year, I'm giving my hair salon a total makeover.
Total makeover sounds totally expensive.
We updated our logo and colors, so I needed to print new signage, brochures, business cards, everything.
Everything will not be cheap.
Staples did it all, and I saved $100 on my order.
$100? Trim my whiskers, that's a good deal. For everything your business needs to print, let's go Staples.
That was easy.
Offer valid in-store and online. Ends 131. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details.
You can swirl it, you can sip it, but the best way is to share it.
Hey y'all, I'm Deanna, a team member at my local Chick-fil-A. And a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich and new frosted sodas and floats is how well they go together. You get that bold flavor of the Coke mixed with the smooth deliciousness of the vanilla ice cream. You have a juicy fillet and a smooth, creamy float. It's an awesome pairing.
Order a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich and a new frosted soda and float at your local Chick-fil-A restaurant. Real team member paid for their testimonial.
Hey, welcome back, Sports Overnight America. Later, Jim Alexander of the Southern California News Group will discuss this, that, and anything in sports, but mostly toward the fans, what as fans, what we can do to maybe help ourselves out, if there's anything we can do. But, you know, Major League Baseball this week, something interesting happened again, and we've discussed this over the years. The Phillies against the Giants and the Phillies against the Angels, excuse me, and there was a problem, the pitcher to the hitter, and the bottom line is they first went seven-game suspension. They dropped it to five. A five-game suspension for Lopez, the pitcher, is nothing because he goes every 5 or 6 games. So there's got to be something done to balance it out. I'm not saying he threw at Soler or not, but I'm saying I don't know. And if the league thought he did throw at him, five-game suspension is no suspension versus Soler getting a five-game suspension. Art, what do you think?
I think you're right on the money there. I also think that Walt Weiss did a great job. That was one of the best tackles I've seen in the last 10 years. You know, he was trying to protect both players, and he is a black belt Taekwondo guy. So, I mean, that was pretty impressive to see a 60-year-old man in there, you know, trying to help things out. You know, I hate to see what happened in that situation, but what scared me was the pitcher for the Braves actually had the baseball in his right hand and was throwing a punch, a downward punch at Soler, and caught him in behind the left ear, knocked his helmet off. I mean, and the way they, like, looked at each other, it was almost like a bar scene from Star Wars or something. You know, they looked at each other, and then it was on.
Well, they played each other with the Braves, and they won the title a few years ago.
That's exactly right. Well, they didn't like each other for some reason, and I think Soler owns him. I think that's part of it. He hit a home run on him a little earlier in the season. But I hate to see that in baseball because that's when guys can really get hurt. Usually baseball, it's a dance fest. You know, they all grab a partner and they dance around. But this was a real fight, and it was pretty scary.
Laura, how do you balance out a pitcher being suspended versus a hitter being suspended?
Yeah, it's tough, you know. I don't know. I mean, you obviously have to take that into account to make it equitable, especially if the pitcher is equally responsible. So I think there's different rules for pitchers anyway. So, I don't think that would be difficult to change, but I don't think I've ever seen people actually throw punches like that in a baseball brawl before. I mean, they throw them in the NFL, which is pretty stupid because they're hitting helmets.
Hitting helmets. I've never understood that either.
I know. It's like they're going to hurt their hands more than they're going to hurt the player. But, yeah, it's unfortunate. You know, like Art said, it's usually just people dancing around.
Could you dock him a couple of starts? Maybe two or three starts?
Yeah, sure.
That's the only way to balance it.
Yeah.
I don't know how you – Mark, what do you think? How do you balance out a pitcher getting suspended versus the hitter? And I don't know who's right and who's wrong. I don't know if he threw at him or not. But the league thought both are guilty. So what can you do to balance it out?
Well, hopefully Kip Gross and Bert Blylevin aren't listening to this show because I know them.
And to dust you off.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I think the pitcher should be suspended more because he can pinpoint that pitch anywhere he wants. So if you're brushing a guy back because he just hit a home run off you, maybe you should get the 7 games and the other guy that's charging the mound has a reputable cause to charge.
Don Drysdale's on line 2 for you, Mark.
Yeah, I know. John Drysdale. But come on, Fred, you've been around the game, Fred. The pitcher has the advantage. He can put that ball wherever he wants.
But if that were the case,
there
wouldn't be any
Ryan Duren would have to disagree with you.
Okay, they wish they could put the ball where they want.
99.9%. If you're trying to brush a guy back, believe me, you can ride that thing up their shoulders.
All right, let's.
That's interesting. You know, there was a whole article about Ohtani when he pitches that the other teams are complaining that he gets more time to warm up because, you know, it's kind of like tennis when they start the serve clock. They start the clock, but they give him more. And, you know, he's the only player that is a double-use player. And so
Do the Dodgers lead him off then? Why don't they let him bat second or something like that? I mean, so he has at least a minute to gather himself.
That is an interesting question that a lot of the fans are asking. But I guess Roberts feels that's his best lineup, and Ohtani's always led.
But here's the problem, Laura, and I ask people this all the time as a pitcher: if you bust those guys inside where they can't extend their arms, they would never be able to hit the home runs they're hitting. But they say you can't pitch inside these days, so the umpires are playing into that, I would guess.
I agree with you. You know what? Also, Laura indicated first or second in the lineup. I think over the year, if he played 162 games, I think he'd lose 20 to 30 at bats.
Exactly.
Just in one spot in the order. That's amazing.
One spot.
So that says that you sure best hitter should lead off. That.
Yeah. In many cases.
But he also said that hitting is kind of a sidelight for him.
Yeah, he's the best sideline hitter I've ever seen.
All right, let's go.
He considers himself a pitcher, and he sort of hits, you know.
His strikeout. It's like a windmill.
Let's go back to Thursday night when I couldn't find where the Laker game against Golden State was going to partake, and finally found it, but I didn't care because I found out Curry wasn't playing. Now, I know he's had the knee injury, but he's come back for a few games. This, again, it was load management ready for the playoffs or the play-in situation as far as the Warriors are concerned. Fine. I turned to CNN and I forgot about the game. That was fine because Curry wasn't going to play. I wanted Curry against LeBron. They haven't played, I think, this year against one another. But the bottom line is I didn't get to see it. But the fans who paid $200, $300, $400, $500 for a ticket didn't get to see it either. Mark, you have any comments?
You know, watching the Lakers these days is like when I was single and you go to a bar and you think you're getting a real number and you get a phony number. So they just tease you, the Lakers. I mean, I don't know. Every time they turn the corner, you think they're doing something. They get 3 steps back. It's like a Bruce Springsteen song. But I'll tell you one thing. I think it's a first-round exit. With Doncic out, you know, you don't know what you're going to get.
How long is he going to be out for?
Reeves is out, too.
Yeah, it could be a first-round exit.
Really? Wow.
I think the biggest question in L.A. is who's going to last longer in the playoffs, the Kings or the Lakers?
I don't know, but do you think that Doncic and Tiger are getting together in the rehab in Europe?
In Switzerland? That could be an interesting checkup.
You know,
that the president on line 2. Hold on.
Plaschke's column the other day said the Lakers ought to just give up on the season.
They should go in the tank like Sacramento did.
He's not saying that. He's just saying they shouldn't even play Doncic and Reeves in the playoffs, that they're risking their injuries and that they should just – leave them out, and they probably will exit.
How about if the other four guys pick up the other two, they get through the first round, and maybe those guys will be ready in the second round?
There's a concept. What Blaschke is saying is then they're risking their careers for this season. Fred, I'm not sure I agree with that, but
for $45 million, like, God bless, God forbid they risk their careers.
You know,
Fred, can you imagine in these cities, if you had a misdemeanor, or you, instead of like picking up, you know, trash on the side of a freeway in these two cities, you'd be forced to go watch the basketball team, Sacramento and Washington. Can you imagine that?
That's funny. That's actually funny.
The Lakers, for one reason, apparently have to play. Ask me why. Okay, I'll tell you why. Apparently, and this came out in the New York California Post, they have brought back and added extra first seats as close to the court as for $4,000 to $10,000 per ticket. Actors and people that can afford it will be there. They get fed at their seat and things like that. $4,000 to $10,000.
So they added a whole new row of seats up in the front. So it'll be like the old days when Oregon would play UCLA at MacArthur Court up in Oregon, and you'd have to back your seat up for the guy to take an inbound pass.
Now, speaking of money, what's really been what LA fans are outraged about is the cost of Olympic tickets. You know, like thousands of dollars to sit in nosebleed seats in the prelims.
You could get in for $28, Laura.
No.
The original ticket, they were like, I don't know how many for $28. And then nobody, you know, everybody got them right away.
You know what? The Laker games were great when it was Jack Nicholson, Dancing Barry.
Yeah.
It seems like it's changed.
Hey, the Lakers were playing great before they lost two of their best players. I mean, come on. They did go
from flying high in March to shot down in April. I mean, very quickly. I mean, they were playing great ball. I think they won 14 out of 17.
They're better than my Bucks, I'll tell you.
They were. They were pretty great basketball.
We are going to take a break and come back with Barron Sports Trivia. Laura's been.
I have a question for you guys.
Okay.
A trivia question.
All right. We'll come back with Barron Sports Trivia right after.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's Sports Overnight America and Barron Sports Trivia. But later, of course, Jim Alexander, fine sports writer, Southern California News Group, will make an appearance, talk about the fans' plight, what we as fans could possibly do to help ourselves, if there is anything. But before we start, Barron Sports Trivia, as you know, Art is 128 years of age. He's a rarity. He kicked for USD, he kicked for the Trojans, but at this point, you know, he got hit as a linebacker in high school and things like this. So you have to question his head. Bottom line, you know, nothing totally wrong. So, but he does have to take legal medicinal products to answer the questions in the middle of the night. Now, Art, what are you taking right now?
I believe it's called Prevagen. And these are the actual, these are tasty little suckers. They're the chewables. You know, a lot of people are going into the chewables in the world of all these different things. But the nootropin helps with the brain, helps you, you know, remember what you're supposed to be doing, especially at my age. And plus, we're up late at night on Sports Overnight America Weekend Edition. So Prevagen, folks, if you need a little edge and you find yourself, that's it. But this is also good, too. This puts a little lead in your pencil. It's called Brain and Memory.
And that works also, Art?
Oh, it's fantastic. Last time I checked.
All right, let's play some Barron Sports Trivia. Let's start, as usual, with Laura, who does have a question for us later, but let's start with one that... okay, you ready, Laura?
I'm ready.
Rolling her eyes.
This National Football League coach holds the record for the most years in between winning an NFL championship. This NFL coach holds the record for the most years in between winning an NFL championship, and obviously it means somebody that coached a long
time. I know this one.
Laura, who might that have been?
I don't know. I need a hint.
Brian Song.
Papa Bear.
Brian Song.
Mike Ditka?
Yep.
That was later. Ditka was later. This is 25 years before that.
Hallis? George Hallis?
George Hallis.
George Hallis. See, Laura got it right. Now she's
How many years was it, Fred? Like 37 or something like that?
They're talking from 19. You ready for this? 1921 to 1963. So he went 42 years without. What was their name before the Chicago Bears?
The Cougars. Midway Monsters or something?
The Cougars.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
The Cater Staleys. I know what the Cater is. That's a city. What is a Staley? A car?
I think it might be an old car, yeah.
Who were the Chicago or the Carolina Cougars? That's right.
Yeah, they were 1 year Decatur Staley. All right, Mark, are you ready for yours?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. What NFL coach said this? If I drop dead tonight, at least I will know I died in good health. Which NFL coach said this? If I drop dead tonight, at least I will die in good health. Who said this?
Glanville, that's such a
too reputable to see those comments in Pittsburgh. So I'm going to.
That's like Yogi Berra.
I know.
It's got to be. You know what? I want to say Buddy Ryan.
Buddy Ryan. Let me give you a hint, Mark. His son also coached.
Oh, wait a minute.
Maybe Marty?
Marty Schottenheimer?
That's what I was going to say.
Art, is that what you were going to say?
I was thinking, yeah, Marty Schottenheimer.
Okay, I'm going to tell you the Houston Ast- the Houston, the Houston.
Oh, Bum Phillips and Wade Phillips. Oh, that's a great
quote. Let me tell you, Bum Phillips had one quote when he couldn't get past the Steelers. Do you guys remember that quote?
What was it?
We're going to knock on the door. We're going to come back and bang on it a little harder. And the third year, we're going to kick the SOB off its hinges. And he never can get past Pittsburgh. Oh, I love Doe Bum Phillips.
Don't ever talk to Dan Pastorini about that. Pastorini had some great teams. Earl Campbell.
I love Pastorini, huh?
One of my teammates at USC, Carter Hartwig, was a safety for that team. And he said the hardest place to play, honest to God, was in Pittsburgh at Old Three Rivers.
Dan Pastorini. I love Dan Pastorini. Oh.
All right, let's give Laura an opportunity to make fools of us. Laura, sure. What
She's
is
5-0, you guys?
Okay, you guys have not gotten one right yet. Okay, so this is a two-part question.
Ooh.
Who scored the most runs in an inning in professional baseball, and what was the name of the team?
Oh.
And when was it? Like, that's a three-part question.
It's going to be a Dodger question.
how many runs did Rennie Stennett when he had the seven hits? I don't know. Somebody like that would be my first guess, but probably wrong.
Well,
Art, what do you think?
I'm going to go with Maury Wills. I'm going to go with the Dodgers, and I'm going to say that's as far as I go on that one.
I'm going to go, and you guys probably remember this, 22-21. I think it was the Phillies beat the Cubs in Chicago.
That's right. Yeah.
I don't know. I want to say the Phillies.
Phillies, and Art says, who did you
pick? I said the Maury Wills and the Dodgers in the 60s.
You're both wrong. Fred, you want to give it a shot?
I don't know. I said Rennie Stennett only because he had the seven hits.
Seven for seven.
Okay, it was 18 runs set by the Chicago White Stockings, who became the Chicago Cubs, versus the Detroit Wolverines in September of 1883.
Now, Art, you're the only one that possibly would have known that based on your age. So I'm very disappointed.
I'm disappointed too, but I didn't know they were
0-6.
I did not know there was a team called the Detroit Wolverines. And then Michigan came in and stole their moniker.
So now we're 0-6 against Laura's.
No more questions for Laura. That's it.
All right, Laura, you ready?
I have to make up for my bad.
We should just let her be the host, Fred. Come on. We don't look foolish.
Where did the Washington Redskins Commanders play before DC? Where did the Washington Commanders Redskins? Let Laura have her first shot. Play before they played in the nation's capital. Where did they play, Laura?
I'm thinking. I know it's a bad thing to think on the radio. I don't know. I'll pass the baton to Mark, since he seems to know the answer.
Well,
wait a minute. He's the World War Sports handicapper. He seems to know the answer. Okay.
The Redskins were always my second favorite team in football. It was the old RFK.
That's still Washington, D.C., though.
Oh, you're seeing outside.
In other words, where did they come from? Way back with their owner.
In the 30s.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
The Charlie Connerly days.
Way before.
Okay, so you're talking about the time. You're talking about the time they had the feather on their helmet. The one red, it was kind of like a
leather helmet in those days.
Art was alive. I was not alive at that
Virginia,
point.
Virginia, somewhere in Virginia. Let's go with Richmond.
I'll give you a hint. Warren Spahn played in that.
Milwaukee.
Wrong.
Spahn, Insane, and Pray for Rain.
Wrong.
Milwaukee.
No.
What was before Milwaukee for the Braves?
Boston.
And the Redskins were called, the Braves.
You sure they weren't
Boston
the T-Baggers?
They were actually called the Boston Braves. Way back.
Who was their old procurious owner?
Preston Marshall.
Oh my God, he was tighter than a $3 bill. I mean, he and George Halas, you'd go in there to get a raise, and you'd leave with a little bit of a pay cut.
Art, I mean, let's go to Art. We've thrown him first. Are you ready, Art?
Okay.
This Eagles quarterback set the club's all-time record all-time rookie record for completed passes.
Oh.
This Eagles quarterback set the all-time rookie's record for the Eagles all-time. It's contemporary. Because they play more games, so it has to be.
No, it's either the kid from Arizona who won the Super Bowl against the Patriots or Hurts. I'm going to go with Hurts.
Ooh, I think
Jalen Hurts. Okay. Laura, is it Jalen Hurts?
I don't know, but I can't remember the name of the quarterback when they won the Super Bowl.
It starts with an F.
But I think that's who it is. I think that's who it is. I think it's the quarterback who won the Super Bowl.
Mark, who might it have been?
I think it's Randall Cunningham.
Way back when he played 12 or 14.
Yeah, I think it's Randall Cunningham.
Okay, now I'm going to – well, it wasn't
– that's what we're talking about, Foles.
It wasn't UNLV, so it wasn't Randall Cunningham. How about North Dakota State?
Oh, shoot, I can't think of the guy's name.
Well, that's not going to get you
– Carson the Statue Wentz.
Oh, God. He played with Deuce Staley and everybody. I can't even think McNabb.
I love calling him the Statue, man. He's got the slowest feet of any
quarterback. Donovan McNabb.
But, you know, Carson Wentz had a great first year, right?
Yes.
Donovan McNabb.
You know how many completed? He completed 379 passes. Wow. Not bad.
His answer, Carson Wentz?
Carson Wentz, 2016.
And I thought Nick Foles was a good answer, too.
They went number one and two in the draft, and Goff is still playing.
All right, we got a minute or two. Let me mention something. I don't know if you saw this. This came over the wire late. Scottie Pippen's son. This is why my second favorite sport since I was born was college basketball. I agree, you know, with the wooden thing and the whole deal. It's no longer. I can't keep up with it. Justin Bibben, Scottie Pippen's son, 2 years ago, he played at Michigan. Played well. Averaged like 7 points a game as a freshman. He didn't like it there. Transferred to Cal. Last year, he doubled his scoring and doubled his assist. And I think he made second team all conference in the ACC. He left again. Now, remember, at first he was at Michigan, then at Cal. So what would be the most outrageous pick, Art, for Pippen's son after going at Michigan and Cal? Where do you think he's now going to play?
You got me.
Well, it was Michigan. Where do you think the most outrageous?
Michigan State.
Ohio State.
Ohio State is correct. Straight away, Jim Alexander, fine sports writer, and a whole lot more on Sports Overnight America.
Chick-fil-A's new frosted sodas and floats. It's a 10 out of 10. Hey, this is Lizzie, a team member at my local Chick-fil-A. And a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich and new frosted sodas and floats is how well they go together. You will love having your favorite soda blended with our creamy ice cream to make a new frosted soda or float. With the mix of the ice cream and soda fizz, it's so delicious, I call it fizzalicious.
Order a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich and a new frosted soda and float at your local Chick-fil-A restaurant. Real team member paid for their testimonial.
One of life's greatest mysteries has finally been solved.
Who let the dogs out?
Spruce! Spruce! Spruce!
It's Spruce, the weed and grass killer that's safe for use around people, pets, and bees. When used as directed, spray the leaves for visible results in just 1 hour, and dead weeds in just 1 day. You spray, they play.
Who let the dogs out?
Spruce, pet friendly, weed deadly. Find wherever weed killers are sold.
Sick of gray, gloomy winter hibernation? At Kohl's, you can make spring come early with colorful accents that brighten up your home, like vibrant cookware and decor, cozy bedding and towels. Plus, Kohl's Rewards members save 15% on home purchases. So shop Kohl's Home Refresh and move on to spring. The weather will catch up eventually. Select styles. Offer ends March 1st. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Hi, Flo here to say that Progressive knows that life can change quickly, so it's good to have flexible coverage.
Oh, like when I have to take my ex off my policy.
Oh, sorry. But yes, we can do that.
And can you send them a message and tell them that they have trust issues that they need to work on?
We don't really get in the middle of these conflicts.
Also, can you let them know that I was faking interest in his band and it's probably time to grow up?
I'm not going to do it. Just know that with Progressive, you can easily make changes to your auto insurance because we know life changes.
Also, I'm staying in touch with his mom because she's absolutely lovely.
Bad idea.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hop in a John Deere Gator XUV for a day's work. Let's see what's on the to-do list. There goes the tree. And the fence.
Shelter out!
Not a problem. Because you've got a cargo box filled with solutions. Up to 4,000 pounds of towing capacity. And you're ready to roll.
The power's out!
Here we go again. The Gator XUV. Built for every kind of workday. Learn more at johndeere.com/GatorXUV. Nothing runs like a deer.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. We've had Jim Alexander many times on Sports Overnight America. Fine sports writer for many years, Southern California News Group. And he writes articles, many of them pointed toward the public and the sports fans of Southern California. Jim, welcome again to the show.
Nice to be here.
So a couple of weeks ago, you wrote an article, something close to our heart, and Mark and Laura and I have discussed this over the years, television and the world of sports as far as the plight of the average sports fan. Apparently the New York Mets, or maybe the Yankees, one or the two, you have to have 12 different services to get every single game that they televise this year. And I think the Dodgers might be at 11. What can the average fan possibly do to help us out here?
Well, I counted seven. So, but you have to have cable or satellite. You have to have every streaming service available. I mean, games are on, they're on Prime, they're on Apple TV.
$700 will cover it.
Yeah, I mean, and it's like the streamers want exclusivity, okay? And I understand that. They're trying to build subscription bases and whatnot. But what happens is that the average fan who is not independently wealthy and just wants to watch ball games gets the short shrift, because you either have to subscribe to all of these services or else listen to the games on radio. And it's a choice that should not be made necessary. What I've said all along is, okay, if the streamers want to do these games, fine. If they want to pay for a national audience, fine. But allow the participating teams, regular TV outlets, to cover the games as well. Even if that means, okay, Sportsnet LA, Joe Davis and Oral can take the day off and we'll use, say, you know, Apple TV's announcers or whatnot. I mean, if you want to do that, that's fine, but at least allow the fans in these markets to have that unencumbered, so to speak, access. I mean, you have to pay to get Sportsnet LA, but, you know, why should you have to pay multiple times to watch one team? I guess I'm not a business person, okay? So a lot of that is lost on me, but just from the standpoint of the average fan, why are we doing this?
Right. Art, you played for the Rams and the Trojans of USC. You must have some strong thoughts on this. Jim Alexander, take it away.
Well, back in our day, they taped delayed the game and played them later on that night if you weren't one of the key national games on ABC or CBS. Yeah, it's a completely different world. There's so much sports on TV. But here's one of the questions I have, Jim. I noticed that the Department of Justice has just brought the NFL up on potential charges for their antitrust, 1961, based on the fact that what we're talking about, streaming, they were supposed to go ahead and provide the fans with this opportunity to watch their teams. And now we're in a situation where the fans are basically the last person on the list. And do you think the courts are going to come in here and change things between linear TV and streaming TV? I mean, is everything going to be eventually litigated in the world of sports?
It might be, but the thing is, the NFL is probably the wrong test case, because the NFL has all these deals with streamers, but all those games are shown on over-the-air TV in local markets. So you, if you're a Rams fan or a Chargers fan in LA, you have access to all of your team's games, probably more than fans of any other sport.
I'm not sure.
Dang. I'm sure there's political calculations involved here. Otherwise, I'm not sure why the Department of Justice has done that.
Jim, hang on for 1 second. The Netflix games were not on local TV. They were blacked out everywhere.
Jim's a great guy. I love Jim, man. The Daily News, baby.
Well, look who joined us. It's Mark Mancini.
Well,
I love
I'm excited.
It.
The Pirates are playing right now. I'm excited.
Well, we're talking about sports and TV and all the stuff that's going on with the price of everything and trying to figure out why the Yankees are on 13 different channels or 11.
Who?
Or is it 7?
Who?
Well, it's funny. Last night, like you said, Jim, in order to watch the Dodgers and the Lakers in L.A., you can't just watch them on regular TV. You have to have a special sports package that you pay extra for. So I have DirecTV, and then I have the sports package to be able to watch those games. And yesterday, last night, I wanted to watch the Laker game. I thought it was going to be on Sportsnet or whatever the equivalent is. And so I plugged it in. It wasn't there. Then I went to like the menu button and tried to find it there. And then I thought, oh, it must be on streaming. And so it was on Apple last night, and it's not on the radio. So if you don't have streaming, you can't watch it. You can't even listen to it. I guess it's on the local radio, AM station, which most cars, for example, don't even have AM radio anymore. So, you know, it's the fans are what make sports. I mean, if you don't have fans, nobody's going to make any money. So they're kind of killing the golden goose or the goose that laid the golden egg or whatever the proverb is.
My question is, like Fred asks, where do you go as a newspaper, as a sportscaster? Where do you go to find out what channel all the games are actually on? I mean, I remember in the
trial
day,
and error.
It's in the paper every morning. I mean,
is it really?
Yeah, at least we can do that, right? But and especially for people of an older generation, and I'll include myself in that. Although I think I'm pretty savvy when it comes
to. You look pretty young over there, Jim.
Jim, you're in my top five Rushmore of sports writers. You're up there with Alan Mullenweg and all these guys, Jim Murray.
Oh my God, that's high praise. But my point is that people of that generation who are still fans, they still want to see the games, but they're basically disenfranchised because, you know, how do you follow it? How do you figure out which game is on where and when? I mean, we have a thing on page 4 of the paper every day that has the channel listing.
So are we ready for a national publication every day that covers all the world of sports? Could we do that like the old National years ago?
Oh, I remember that.
Well, we have the Athletic, which is an online publication.
The New York Times,
but
right?
they don't have daily TV listings.
Right.
So.
Is that the one headed by Rossini and Vrabel?
Oh, you're
let's not go
me.
There.
I
let's
know.
Not go there.
Just a little weekend in Sedona. Stop already,
Jim. I like Vrabel.
Jim, let me ask you a question. The NCAA finals were Monday night. The NBA had five games they had five games going simultaneously with the NCAA blank final game, Michigan against Connecticut. Now, basketball is basketball, but shouldn't the NBA have maybe caved and maybe moved those games to Tuesday and Wednesday instead of Monday and Tuesday under the circumstance? Jim,
yes.
I'd love your thoughts about that.
Yes, they absolutely should. I mean, and if my memory serves correctly, they used to.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where, okay, this is the championship game. Everybody else, kind of like the Super Bowl. Who counter programs against the Super Bowl, right? But yeah, I mean, and that to me, that just doesn't make sense. But it's like,
well, it's like we talked about earlier, though. It's like greed, Jim.
Each league is in its own little silo, and they're only concerned with how much money they're making and what their TV contracts.
Does anybody know how much money China? Does anybody know how much money China contributes to the NBA overall bottom line?
With their jerseys?
No, with everything. They have 300 million Chinese and Indian NBA fans.
I think it's not going there.
I have no idea. Jim, let me throw you something, too. Art mentioned the 1961 rule, okay? Mm-hmm. I will swear to this. CBS had all the games except the home games, I think, of Baltimore and Pittsburgh. Now, there was a reason that the NFL had to go to at least two channels. But now, as we indicated, it's 7, 8, 9, 10, or 11. I'm totally confused, and it's so mixed up. I don't know how the average fan can possibly keep it. And I realize I can read page 4 of your daily news. Not everybody subscribes to the daily news.
Exactly.
Yeah. I certainly have a lot of soccer games going on, but as far as, I mean, it's hard to keep. I mean, as Laura indicated, I don't know. I didn't know which game, which network or which linear or digital had the Laker game last night. I had no idea, to tell you the truth. But the good news was Curry didn't play anyways, so you didn't miss anything, Laura. Laura, you have any comments?
The Lakers won last night, which was sort of a miracle. I do have a comment about, I don't know if you guys agree, but I thought the championship game between Michigan and UConn was a great game. It was like old school basketball.
Old school basketball. They played defense. I know. It was awesome.
The defense was fantastic. Every second was intense. It was probably better than most of the NBA games, all the other five NBA games that were played. It was just a great game.
And they got great ratings, too, you guys.
Hey, Jim.
The NCAA championship ratings are up.
I'm not a Dodger fan.
At Michigan.
I'm not a Dodger fan. No. And it's because of Mike Piazza being thrown out of there. But Davey Lopes, to me, was one of the best second basemen I've ever seen in Dodger history in the last six decades. Can you agree to that?
I would agree to that. I mean, a horrendously underrated player.
Oh my God.
In the historical context. I mean, he was, how many other leadoff hitters in that era could both steal you a base and hit you a home run?
He was a table setter. You're 100% right.
Joe Morgan.
Very underrated, you guys.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Not underrated by Dodger fans, though. Dodger fans love him.
And I liked him as a manager, too.
Let me finish. The other thing about Davey Lopes is that, and I think somebody mentioned this yesterday, that he inherited the Maury Wills mantle as a guy who studied base stealing, who was very good at it, and taught others in that clubhouse, hey, these are some of the things that you do, some of the things you need to do in order to steal a base, to advance, to get yourself into scoring position. And he was a leader on that team, and he was a leader in the clubhouse too. One of the things about him that I have most appreciated, maybe not so much at the time, because you'd ask him a stupid question and he'd a sharp answer, but he was incredibly honest. Yeah. There was no artifice there.
And in those days, Jim,
you ask him a question, you ask him a question and you would get an answer. It may not be the answer you wanted, but it was honest.
Jim, that was a tough Dodger clubhouse in those days with Sutton and Garvey.
Three best second basemen in that era, Morgan, Lopes, and Stennett.
That seven hits in one game, the all-time record.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jim, before we go in our last couple minutes here, as everybody knows, I am not a big Mick Cronin fan. The good news is that Michael Cooper got the job at Cal State LA hoop coach. And I'm sort of hoping that Mick Cronin got the assistant coach at Cal State LA after he was fired by UCLA. But I don't think that's going to happen. I want your honest opinion. You're being heard now by thousands and seen by thousands. Your thoughts about Mick Cronin and his job as UCLA coach as another kid decides to leave in Sky Clark.
Mick Cronin is, excuse me, Mick Cronin is an acquired taste, okay? And not everybody can play for him. And that's one of the things that I'm going to be curious to see what happens in the transfer portal, because is a kid that's already transferred two times, that's working on his third school in 4 years or whatever, is he willing to come in here and put up with the tough coaching that he's going to get from Mick Cronin? I'm sure that a lot of guys steer clear of UCLA for that reason. That said, I mean, I sort of understand where he's coming from and why he does what he does. There are times that he says things that I was, oh man, come on, you're better than me. Maybe he is, maybe he isn't, I don't know. But I'm not anti-Mick. I just think that there's ways that he can do things a little differently and maybe make it a little easier on himself.
He said that the problem was he doesn't have enough Neil money, NIL money.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now, 800-482-8399, 800-482-8399, 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. I'd like to thank sports writer Jim Alexander for making an appearance. And our last couple of minutes, let's just talk about this, that, and anything else. You know, some people are upset with Carlos Mendoza not showing up in Pittsburgh for the draft in a couple of weeks. All right, the bottom line is mother is ill. She's got MS. And I have a hunch, I don't know, but just looking at her, watch his son play many games this season. It's got to be a close-knit family. And if he's there with her and with his dad, it might be the most, it will be the most historic day in their positive lives. And Art, I think it's a great move. I don't think anybody should put him down for wanting to be with his family. Art, what do you think?
No, this guy has made all the right calls. He's pressed all the right buttons. I'm excited for the Raiders and the Raider Nation to have an opportunity. And now I'm even more excited. But this family thing you're talking about with his mom with MS and I mean, a beautiful woman too. It just tears you apart when you see it. He's got a little brother as well. Plus his other brother plays quarterback at Indiana.
He transferred
already?
Georgia Tech.
He took the money. Okay, good. He's probably paying for the party. But anyway, the good thing is I'm on his side on this one, and Fernando Mendoza is a just a class kid in my perspective. What do you think, Mark?
I think it's family first, and you're always going to have the naysayers out there. You just got to block out the noise and focus on the task at hand, and the family's a task right now. So I don't blame him for not going to Pittsburgh. It's a wonderful city, but he'll miss a lot of stuff.
700,000 people down right behind where you're.
They got the like MLB said, they got the best ballpark in the country.
Laura.
I've plugged this book before on the show. It's called A Short Move, which is a book about a football player. And one of the most wonderful scenes in the book is him sitting with his family, listening for the phone call when he gets drafted. And I think it's a great move.
Thanks for Art. Thanks for Mark. Thanks for Laura. Thank you, Mario. All night long, more of Sports Overnight America.